Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yah's law is perfect, burning the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, endure forever. The judgments of Yah are true, and right the soul in the praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yo, first and foremost, all praises to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is revile, Yah's fears be Yah, his album like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim Shalom, Yisrael Yahweh, Eloheinu Yahweh, Yahkai. Glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah is one, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, done. JC, not on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with the cough, and misdirect is for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it up, step a lie to the Most High. Yah, Yah, testimony sure, make it wise. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. Yeah. The fear Yah is clean, endure forever. The judgments of Yah are true, and right is all together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah,
yeah.
Who is our king? Yah sent us into captivity for our iniquity. And who was our judge? Yah, he'll have mercy and compassion on me. Just love him and praise him daily. Who was our lawgiver? Yah, that's the only one. No other. That's why I left the stone cutters. All of our lovers betrayed us. This is why it is Yah, and he will save us. No more following our lust. In Yah, I trust. He made my bones rise from the dust, breathed in me life. But my people hated truth, started living trite. Now we're here as it is this day, destroyed. Our men lay slain in the streets, our mothers praising images of clay. And now we need to turn to Yah. He put these curses for a sign and the wonder to be displayed.
God's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, make it wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear Yah clean, endure forever. The judgments of Yah true, and right is all together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah,
yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. Praise the mighty, the holy, the only one, mighty, mighty Yah. Oh, praise Yah in the heavens, praise Yah in the heights. Praise Yah, all his angels, stars of light. Praise Yah in the mountains, on earth and the sea. Praise Yah, all ye kings and beasts of the deep. Praise Yah, all the saints, children of Israel. Praise Yah, you lions. Praise Yah, all his people as we go to Zion. Come on, tell them loud, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yah are true, and righteous all together. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, yeah, praise Yah, Shephelah to the Most High, Yah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has asked us to come before you another day to bring to you his holy, great, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. Also, let me remind everybody, we located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He is our lawgiver and our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. Praise the mighty Yah once again for his mercy endure forever, for allowing us to come before you once again to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted word. Yesterday we started talking about the reflections of the end. There are many things that the Creator told us concerning our end. For example, we pointed out yesterday in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, especially for those who are listening or might be listening for the very first time, and they don't understand and they don't know why we're dealing with the end. Why will we be dealing with the end, and what's so important about the end? Well, let me show you in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. And this is what it says in the very first verse. A good name is better than precious ointment. In the day of death than the day of one's birth. So you mean to tell me is the day of death is better than the day of one's birth? You mean to tell me all this time we headed backwards? We was wrought with confusion, and we didn't know the order and the way of the Most High? And just so you can understand what the scriptures are saying, and that what you're reading is the truth, and you're not confused about what you're reading. It means what it say, and it's saying what it means. Verse 2, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men. And so I know sometimes we want to avoid going to that house. We don't want to see what's in there. We don't like the way it makes us feel. We don't want to be caught up in the emotions that will attack our heart as a result of entering into the house. It's a house of horror. Why go in there? But it's better to go in the house. Go in the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. And what are we talking about? Reflecting on the end. Surely this day will come to an end. Will you reflect on it? This year is coming to an end. Will you reflect on it? And our captivity is surely coming to an end. And how will you reflect on it? As a matter of fact, the life as you know it will come to an end. And are you ready? Are you prepared for that end? Third verse. Sorrow is better than laughter. For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. But the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. And ask yourself, what house do your heart lay in? Don't think your heart is in the house of the mourning just because you're sad, just because you have sorrow, just because you're in mourning. See, a lot of those things had to happen to you as a result of your behavior, where you want your heart, you want to place your heart in the house that it's supposed to be in. That way, you won't have your own heart broken. Or you won't have someone else break your heart, but rather you will break your own heart. And a lot of people don't know how to break their own heart. And many of our people, their heart is confused with things that should not be in their heart. And I'm going to show you the number one thing that should be in your heart. The number one thing that should be in everybody's heart. But unfortunately, it is not. And when the time and the end come, and we're here, we're at the end, you will see. You will know. My goodness. This thing right here should have been in my heart. But right before I show you that, I want you to see why the end is so important. The Creator said there are certain things that must come to pass in the end. Here it is. I listen to people and they talk about certain things that's supposed to happen in the end. And I, after listening to it, I say, well, where say that at? Such as things in the New Testament. New Testament tell you Christ is supposed to return with all his angels. The moon's supposed to fall out the sky. The sun's supposed to fall down. I guess it would be an end if the sun and the moon start falling out the sky. And they say he's supposed to return. Well, where did Yahweh even mention this character out of his mouth? He never even mentioned this man at all. But yet he's supposed to return in the end times. And let me tell you, the writers, the various people in the New Testament, thought they were living in the end. But that time has long been gone. That was 2,000 years ago. And they still ain't returned. None of them. But let me tell you, show you a few things that the scriptures say must take place in the end. And we're going to deal with these things. One of them is in the book of Hosea. So you can see this. To just give you a taste of where we're going. In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, watch what this says. And ask yourself, who dealing with things such as this? That supposed to happen in the end. Watch what it says. In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, the fifth verse, or the fourth and fifth verse. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and we don't have a king today, without a prince, nor a prince. Without a sacrifice, we don't have that. Even though they tell you JC is the sacrifice. Without an image, without an ephod, and without terebinth. Afterwards, after abiding all these days, all these centuries, years, without these things, shall the children of Israel return? Return where? And see Yah their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the last days. So here's something that's supposed to happen in the last days. And who's talking about this? Well, we are. And we're going to show you how this will be manifested. But before I show you that, let me show you something else that I get a lot of questions on. And there's a lot of confusion when it comes to this scripture. And you'll read about it in the book of Malachi. Malachi, the fourth chapter. The fourth verse. And look what it says. Remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded him unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. And watch what this says. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. In other words, the great and dreadful day of Yahweh is supposed to take place in the last days. But Yahweh emphatically said, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet. And it says in the sixth verse, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. In other words, it looks like, it appears to say something that a lot of blacks can connect with, because in the black community, many of the children have been abandoned by their fathers. And as a result, their heart is not with their children. As a matter of fact, many of them who abandon their sons and daughters, they are locked up today for child support. The family have been totally split up. And so, consequence, it appears that the father's hearts are not with their children. And the children's hearts are not with their fathers. And Yahweh saying, if this thing is not rectified, whatever this thing is, he will smite the earth with a curse. Well, brothers, little do people know the earth is already smitten with a curse. It's already smitten with a curse. The whole earth is turned upside down. The whole earth is out of course. Yahweh's people is cursed. Have you read Deuteronomy 28? The earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, according to the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter, because they have broken the everlasting covenants, changed the laws, and the earth is defiled. Let us read that in the book of Isaiah 24. What it says. Watch what it says. The fourth and fifth verse. Or watch this. Starting at the fourth verse. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also fall under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. So the earth is already smitten. Curse. So what does this mean? He will send Elijah before the great and dreadful day of Yah. And Elijah would turn the heart of the father to the children, and the children's heart to the father. Well, brothers and sisters, look here. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt, this could not be talking about our earthly fathers. Well, you know what Yahweh said about our earthly fathers? He said the heart is deceitful desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? Man's heart is so wicked that Yahweh, in a book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, he said the imagination of man's heart is only evil. And he destroyed man from the face of the earth. And all he did was save the family. Watch this. I just want you to see this so you can understand this. Since we are in the last days, and since we're reflecting on the end, watch this, in the book of Proverbs 23:7. Let's start at the sixth verse, because our people do this all the time. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meat. And we do this all the time. We let people serve us every single day, people who have an evil eye towards us. We go in their corner stores where they have high prices, gouging us. They have polluted foods and alcohol and cigarettes and cigars and marijuana and all kind of polluted things that we put in our body. Right on the corner in our community. And they don't care nothing about us. We go in and buy their sweets and dainties and candies and cupcakes and chips. But watch what the scripture says. Seventh verse, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Here it is, we eating and drinking all kind of pollution from our enemies. Is this we want to be around and eat from and drink with and drink from and buy their things, knowing that he has an evil eye towards us? We walk in some of these stores and they don't even want our money, but yet we give it to them anyway. So what does it mean he will send Elijah to turn the heart? Surely could not have been talking about your earthly father. And why is this? Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah the 29th chapter. In the book of Isaiah 29, and watch what it says in verse 13. Wherefore Yahweh says, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. So here it is. Our people are taught to know the Most High. But the mass majority of the people, their ministers, their pastors, their mores, the mass majority of them is teaching them the precepts of men. And how do you know this? Because even though they going through the word of Yah, they're engaging with them, their heart is still far from the Most High. But this Elijah, he's supposed to change some hearts. And who do you know, or that has came, or that is here, that have the wisdom, understanding, power through the Most High to change hearts? As a matter of fact, the only people who would know such one is the righteous. They're the only ones who would know anyway. The wicked will not know this. All over this country and out of this country, we have people waking up to the truth. They waking up to the fact that there's only one Elohim, one Yah, one law, one manner, one way. And who is teaching this one way, this one law, this one manner, under one king, one shepherd, one prince? Who do you think has taught you the oneness of the Most High? And why is this so vitally important? Well, let me show you. Let me show you the things that if you learn these things that I'm about to show you, I can already tell you who you learned it from. Because watch what this says. First place I want you to go is in a book. First Samuel, because I just want you to see there's nothing new under the sun. And show you what Yahweh will do for you if you know him and if you trust him. And watch what this says. 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. Since Elijah is to turn the hearts to the father and the father to the children. Watch this. 1 Samuel 13, verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Yahweh thy Elohim, which he have commanded thee. For now would Yahweh have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart. And Yahweh have commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Yahweh commanded thee." Now, why would Yahweh seek a man after his own heart? little do people know that Yahweh is not sending Elijah, returning Elijah, to turn somebody to these, to their wicked fathers who abandoned them. No, Yahweh sending a man to turn his own heart to his sons and his son's heart back to him. Yahweh wants someone to stand up for him, that he might have a heart towards his people once again. But Yahweh refused to turn his heart unto his sons, to his children, or lest their hearts are turned back to him. Watch what the scripture says. 1 Samuel 16. Sixth verse. And it came to pass when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yahweh has anointed us before him. But Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I've refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on an outer appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart. And why do Yahweh look on the heart? Because Yahweh wants your hearts towards him. So his heart, so his heart can be towards you. This is what Yahweh wants. All through the scriptures, this is what Yahweh wants his people to know. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Yahweh has always, to this day, is seeking a man after his own heart. I know our people think the only one, the only man that Yahweh found was David, and that is not the truth. David is the instrument that Yahweh will use to let you see the type of man that is after his own heart. He's just the instrument. He's the witness. He's the image of what Yahweh wants you to see. But Yahweh is always and have always sought a man after his own heart. And here it is, Yahweh will send a man to get his heart back towards you so that your heart can be back towards him. Watch what the scripture says. Proverbs 3. The fifth verse. Trust in Yahweh with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yah and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. See, Yahweh want all your trust. He wants you to trust in him, not part of your heart, not half of your heart, but it with all your heart. And there's not a bunch of people you can name that had done such a thing and brought a message to return you back to the Most High, and the Most High only and exclusively, without Christianity, without Islam, without Judaism, without these other doctrines, philosophies, religions, theologies. You only got this from this one truth, from one unadulterated words that came from the servant of the Most High. And watch what it says. And I may add, Elijah is still doing his job today. Still doing it. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 30, the first verse. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations where the Yada Elohim had driven thee. And thou shalt return unto Yada Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children, with how many of your hearts? All thy heart. And how many of your soul? All thy soul. And watch what Yahweh will do once you do this. That then Yahweh, thy Elohim, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither Yada Elohim have scattered thee. And if any of thine be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will Yada Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yahweh thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yada Elohim will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yada Elohim with all thy heart, with all thy soul, thou mayest live. And Yahweh, thy Elohim, will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. This is what Yahweh will do. And who brought dire message to our people? Who was the instrument that Yahweh would cause the son's heart return back to the father and the father only, and his heart back to his sons? Because you got to see what's going on in these last days. And watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 4:23. Take heed unto yourselves lest ye forget the covenant of Yah your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which Yahweh thy Elohim hath forbidden thee. For Yahweh thy Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yah thy Elohim, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither Yah shall lead you. And there ye shall serve deities, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. And that's where we at today. But watch what Yahweh says. But if from thence thou shalt seek Yah thy Elohim, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things have come upon thee, even in the last days, if thou turn to Yah the Elohim and shall be obedient unto his voice, for Yah the Elohim is a merciful Elohim, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he swore unto them. Now do you see what really the prophet Elijah will come to do? And who do you know have, is, and still doing justice? Watch what it says. Still dealing with the heart of the Father. And make no mistake about it, I don't think people understand and know. See if I can find this real quick. Because I don't think people realize that Yahweh has a heart. I think we believe that Yahweh, he said he made us after his image and after his likeness. So undoubtedly, our people watch this. I just want you to see something. In the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, all through the scriptures, Yahweh was not interested in us returning to our fathers and our fathers returning to us. All over the scriptures, Yahweh wanted us to return to him, so he can return to us. And he didn't want us to return to him with lip service. He wanted us to return to him with all our heart and with all our soul. And if we didn't, as our people didn't, surely the earth will be smitten and cursed as it is this day. Watch what the scripture says. In the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, the 20th verse, declare this in the house of Yaakov, publish it in Yehuda, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding. which have eyes and see not. And that's our people don't even see what's happening, what's going on, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, says Yah? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they war, yet can they not pass over it? But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yah our Elohim, that give it rain, both the former and the latter, in a season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. So when you don't have good, don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on him. Blame it on yourself. Our return of our hearts must be with the Most High. And who had this of oneness that's went around the world telling the people, thus is Yah? Whether they hear, whether they forbeared, destroying the doctrines of our enemies. Watch what the Creator says. In the book of Jeremiah, the 24th chapter, the 4th verse, and again the word of Yah came unto me saying, thus says Yah, the Elohim of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Yehuda, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them an heart to know me, that I am Yah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. What messenger would do such a thing like this? Where you know, where you come to the understanding that there's nothing, no one beside Yah. There's no Savior but Him. There's none that can be likened unto Him. There's none that can be compared unto Him. He not only created good, but also evil. The light, but also darkness. He's the one kill, but the one that also make alive. This is Yah and Yah only. Well, who is the messenger that will bring about this truth? What is his name? Who is he? The scripture says Elijah. And the scripture says this has to be done before the great and dreadful and terrible day of Yahweh. And ask yourself, is and have and will, this be done. Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, let us turn there. Showing you so that you can see for your own eyes that Yahweh wanted your heart. It wasn't Yahweh who abandoned you. You abandoned Yahweh. And watch what it says. Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, 17th verse. Therefore say, thus says Elohim, I will even gather you from the people, assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come there, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And watch what the scripture says. And I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. And will give them a heart of flesh. They may walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and do them. And they shall be my people. And I will be their Elohim. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, says Yah Elohim. This is what Yahweh is saying he will do. The only way you're going to get one heart, the only way you're going to get a new spirit, the only way the stony heart going to come out of you and you get a heart of flesh is that you hearken unto his words. That's the only way. Because once you begin to hearken unto his words, you're going to act different. You're going to behave different. You're going to talk different. You're going to see different. You're going to be different. And you're not going to be this hard, haughty one that you are today. You'll begin to be soft and humble as Yah purposed for you to be in your heart. Watch this. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the sixth verse. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? You know you're jealous Elohim, even a consuming fire. You know the first commandment says, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. You know he is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. You know that he says, ye are my witnesses, says Yah, that you may know, believe, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. So, if he be a father, where is his honor. And if I be a master, where's my fear, says Yahweh of hosts, unto you, O priests that despise my name? And ye say, wherein have we despised your name? This is what we have done. Despise the name of the Most High. And watch what Yahweh says. Because he want to make it crystal clear to you. The 10th verse of the second chapter, Malachi 2 and 10. Have we not all one Father? Question mark. We have these Israelites teaching about somebody other than Yahweh. But Yahweh said, have we not all one Father? Have not one Elohim created us? And who brought you this message of the oneness of Yahweh? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? This is what we are doing. Watch what it says in Malachi, the second chapter, the first verse. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, said Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. And this is what Yahweh is attempting and trying to do to get into your heart. And why? So he can return back to you. Because if you don't return to him, make no mistake about it, he's not going to return unto you. Watch and read Malachi, the third chapter, the seventh verse. From the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Elohim? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he told you, in tithes and offerings. And watch the ninth verse, because this is what you got to understand. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. And you will rob Yahweh if your heart is not with him. And our heart have not been with the Most High until Yahweh sent the messenger, until Yahweh sent somebody to show us the truth. Because if it wasn't for Yahweh, we would still be drowning in Christianity, in Judaism, in Islam, and all these other false philosophies, doctrines, and theologies. What the Creator let us know in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. Now ask yourself, what scripture can you read where Yahweh wants your heart to turn back to your daddy and your daddy's heart to return back to his son? What scripture is that? And after the son's heart returned back to his daddy, and his daddy's heart returned back to him, then that automatically going to make their heart turn back to Yahweh. What kind of voodoo is that? That's not how it works. But this is how it works. Watch what it says. In the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. The eighth verse. Therefore, wait ye upon me, says Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. And we know what makes Yahweh jealous. For then will I turn to the people a pure language. And what language do you think that will be? That they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. And what language exists? Call upon the name of Yahweh, and not only call upon his name, but to serve him with one consent. What is this language? Well, let me show you what this language is, since it's a pure language. And you'll find this language recorded in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 30th chapter. And let me tell you what it says. In the book of Proverbs 30, and watch what this language is. In the fifth verse, every word of Elohim is pure. So what language you think Yahweh is talking about? His word. His word is pure. I don't care what you speak, as long it is his word. Because every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And many have been found a liar, because they have put something beside Yahweh. and we here as witnesses of Yahweh that there's nothing beside Yahweh. Nothing at all. This is the language. This is the pureness that Yahweh will have us to know. The book of since we in Proverbs, watch what Yahweh says. Proverbs, the 28th chapter. This is how I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh is seeking for someone for his heart, cause his heart to be back with his children and his children's heart to be back with him. Watch what the scripture says in Proverbs 28, the 5th verse. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. And why? Yahweh know if you seek him all over the scriptures, he said you will find him. And when you find Yahweh, it is only because you sought him. And you didn't have no middleman. You sought Yahweh. You found him. And now as a result of finding him, you begin to understand things that you didn't even know was in his word. And every day you will find yourself learning, growing, developing, and having a stronger, better relationship with your maker. But if you forsake Yahweh, Yahweh said, I will forsake you. Now don't you see? Raw hearts must be with the Most High. Now don't you see why Yahweh's heart needs to be with us? I want you to see something that most people don't even think is possible. And it's in the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. Start at the 12th verse. And I showed you what I was looking for, but I want to read this also, where Yahweh proclaimed, he said, can a mother forget her suckling child, child that came from her womb? And you know what the scriptures say? Yeah, she can forget. Now, how can you forget the child you bear, you born? Surely, if you can forget the child, The father can forget the child, but Yahweh said he will not forget. And we're going to read that to you. But I want to read this to you also. Jeremiah 3 and 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou by sliding Israel, says Yah. And I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says Yah. And I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thy iniquity that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh thy Elohim and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increase in the land in those days, says Yahweh, they shall no more say the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, and neither shall that be done anymore. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yah, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. All this is to return you back to the Most High. Watch what it says. In those days, the house of Yehuda shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land and a goodly heritage of hosts of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, my Abba, or Abi, and shall not turn away from me. See, this is, has always been Yahweh's intentions. This is, have always been Yahweh's purpose, to turn you back to him. And yes, he had to send a messenger that will make the crooked thing straight. As a matter of fact, we have a book. You just go to our website, and that's exactly what it's called, Making the Crooked Thing Straight. And you will see his messenger who brought these truths to you. Watch what it says in the book of Joel, the second chapter, the 12th verse. Therefore also now, says Yahweh, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Who teaching you that? Who teaching you to fast and to weep and to mourn and to put on sackcloth? Watch what it says. Rend your heart, not your garments, and turn unto Yahweh your Elohim, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, repentant him of the evil, who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto Yah, your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her clothes. In other words, stop everything you're doing. The ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare our people, O Yah. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their Elohim? Yesterday we let you know who will pray for you in the time of trouble. Who will pray for you in the end? Who did Yahweh send? Who is Yahweh's messenger? Watch what it says. Last scripture in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. The very first verse. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom you seek, and who is that, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, said Yahweh of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, like full of soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering and righteousness. Who is this messenger? Who will prepare the way? And who is this one that you seek? Even the messenger of the covenant. If you have not seen this Elijah, it is only because you still yet do not know the word of Yah. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.